Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Luke chapter 17 and then verse 20 to 21. I'm going to speak on the subject, the principle of secrecy. This is the 11th in the series. This is the longest series of messages I've done, Armies of the Kingdom. This is the 11th in the series. And this is the 9th of the principle of the kingdom we are addressing today, the principle of secrecy. Luke chapter 17 and then verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God, oh thank God, cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. The gospel is in two parts. The first part is the person of Jesus that talks about the gospel of salvation. The second part is the principles of Jesus. So we have the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus. The principles of Jesus Christ generally encompasses what we call the gospel of the kingdom. It is the ultimate. The person of Jesus becomes the cornerstone of our lives and of everything that we will build. Jesus must be the cornerstone of any building, anything that we embark upon, that we want to do, whether it's our family, building a family, building a business, building whatever, Jesus must be the cornerstone. Is the first thing we need to lay. Okay, we have to accept Jesus first of all because he is the cornerstone. Accept him into your family. Accept him into your job. Accept him into your business. Accept him into everything. Don't just accept Jesus into your heart and then you keep him out. Bring the person of Jesus to be the cornerstone of everything you want to build. Now, the principles of Jesus is the building blocks on which the kingdom, which is already inside of you, is to be founded. The principles of Jesus is the building block on which the kingdom in you is founded. Hallelujah. So, we are talking about the principle of secrecy. In other words, the principle of secrecy is a building block that should be in the foundation of your life. Principles are like infrastructure. Can we all say infrastructure? They are the basic structure that serves as the foundation for all other things. Infrastructure. Infrastructure is the basic things that must be in place to be able to accommodate all other things in your life, in your business, in your family. Whatever thing you are building, you must have a foundation. The foundation are the basic structure that you must lay down. We call it infrastructure. Every nation, for example, is to have infrastructure. When we talk about basic infrastructure, we talk about power supply. So for a nation to be able to do well economically, general well-being, the nation must have infrastructure. structure. You must have a power supply system. You must have a water supply system. The nation must have road networks. These are basics. Basics. If you don't have it, you cannot receive other things. The nation must have telecom network. I mean, the network must be there. It must be good. It's an infrastructure. The nation must have bridges, transport system, justice system, legislations must be there. It's not that in some areas we don't have legislations concerning oil or concerning whatever. The legislations must be there. The court system must be there. They are basic infrastructure, foundation of any nation. Hallelujah. Now, the kingdom of God has also got infrastructure, basic things on which the kingdom is founded. Now, the kingdom of God strives or goes on principles. It moves on principles. And nation development is dependent upon the capacity of our power supply. Can we be able to contain maybe smelting plants, 6 or maybe 10, one in every region? Can we be able to contain, factories and mining firms and smelting gold and smelting bauxite and smelting all of these things? Do we have the capacity? Do we have the infrastructure to be able to generate jobs? Now, the kingdom of God does not need to have road network, telecom or communication, good laws or whatever. The kingdom of God moves on principles. And so far we have looked at, I think, 9. No, this is the 9th out of really 12 kingdom principles. Okay. Now, these principles that we are looking at will help us to actualize God's kingdom in this world as his army. These principles are going to be the infrastructure on which the kingdom of God is supposed to be mounted and is going to come about in your life, in your family line. If the order of God, if what God has ordered or commanded must come into your life, then you need to have these principles so that the kingdom can be founded. Hallelujah. So, when Jesus Christ came, he came raising broken down kingdom infrastructure. It wasn't just the person of Jesus, but he also taught principles of the kingdom that he was carrying. And what happened was that the devil had broken down everyone. It's like a nation that there has been a coup d'etat and they break down everything. Everything of the former government, all the roads are broken down, bridges broken down, statues broken down. Everything is shattered. And then a new king comes who is going to raise up the broken down kingdom principles. They are the foundation blocks. And that is why we are looking at the principle of secrecy. It is one principle that had been broken down that Jesus had to restore. He had to raise so that his kingdom can flourish in this world. If you don't have the principle of secrecy, God's kingdom cannot be realized in your life. It's important. God's rule cannot come because you have an open mouth. I hope you know, let's start it this way, that God is secretive by nature. I hope you know that by now. How many of you realize that God is very secretive. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Very secretive. All right. Almost all of us. But look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, and then verse 15. Isaiah 45, and then verse 15. The Bible is describing God. And scripture says, verily, can we all say verily? Verily means that the thing is true. And normally, it is things that you tend to doubt that the Bible will start, verily, verily, I say unto you. So he says that what I'm saying is true. It may not appear like true, but the truth of the matter is that God is a God that hides himself. Oh, God of Israel, the Savior. Verily, you are a God that hides yourself. So God is secretive. He hides himself by nature. He operates undercover. If you are not careful, you will not realize that God is even there. God is with you, or God is around, because he hides. Especially when he wants to bring salvation or breakthrough, God hides himself. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 2, the Bible says that it is the glory of God to hide a thing. It is the glory of God not just to hide himself, but the things that he even wants to give you, he hides it. He hides it. Secretive about it. It is the glory of God to hide a thing. And the Bible says that it is the honor of kings, you and I, to search out that thing which is hidden. So that is something that you need to understand as we explore the principle of secrecy. You need to understand that God is secretive by nature and he operates undercover. He likes operating humbly. Humbly. In an unassuming manner. God is very unassuming. He is easy to bypass. He is easy to ignore. God is very easy to despise. God is very easy to take for granted. Yet he is God Almighty. But he is in a manger. Hallelujah. He likes operating under cover, clothed with something else. So we need all to pray that God will open our spiritual eyes to see his presence and to see his movement. And we need to be able to perceive and see all of these in the midst of whatever circumstances, whatever person he clothes himself in. Hallelujah. Now, when Jesus Christ came upon the scene, very much like God, Jesus operated secretly. In fact, from the time of his birth, he operated secretly. If his birth had not been announced by angels, nobody would have recognized that God had come on earth. In other words, he didn't come with a bang. Maybe the world, there is an earthquake, and everybody says, hey, God is here on the earth. It had to be announced. Look at the book of Matthew, chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 and then verse 15. Matthew 12:15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence. I mean, the man is always withdrawing. Always withdrawing. One time they said that they were going to make him a king, and the Bible says that he ran away to the mountain. He withdrew himself. Hallelujah. He withdrew himself. So, thank God for Jesus. He withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known. Have you seen that? Have you seen the way Jesus operated? He charged them. Don't let them know that I healed you.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And he often did that, if you read the gospel, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit," oh, thank God for Jesus. "I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive, nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send for judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust." This scripture is describing the modus operandi of Jesus. He came, and the Bible says that he will not even shout for you to hear his voice in the street. He will not strive. He will not contend, fight anybody for chance or supremacy or whatever. You see, I hope we all know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever as far as miracles are concerned? But it is his nature. It's his nature. Just like his father. That he doesn't like a lot of show. Show. For what? That is why some of us who like show, we think that God is either wasting our time, or God is not with us, or something bad is happening. Maybe some demons or some ancestors are trying to sit on our calling, on our whatever. Whatever. It's because your mind is show, and he doesn't like that. You know, the man by nature, he is hiding himself. And you say he should be with you so that you go and do show. Wow. That is not like our God. Are you not excited about that? Man. I'm excited about God. It's the devil who likes showbiz. It's the devil. As for God, no, he does his thing, and he just goes away. No, no show. For what? Wow. You know, Jesus Christ, like God, so operated under cover that a book of the Bible has to be dedicated to revealing him. It's amazing that in the Bible, we do not have a book of holiness. Have you considered that? We don't have a book of holiness to teach us holiness. We don't have a book of power to teach us power. We don't have a book of justice to teach us justice. We have a book of revelation to reveal this hidden God. So the Bible says in the book of Revelation that the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revealing
of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. Hallelujah. To be given unto his church. And he sent and signified it by his angel. Jesus also gave that revelation to an angel. And the angel also gave it to John. We call him John the Revelator. Hallelujah. The book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ. If you try to use it for any other thing, you are going to have problems. It's supposed to reveal Jesus, the resurrected Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, let's move it a little further. The kingdom of God, or the rule of God, the realm of God, operates secretly. Luke chapter 13 verse 21, Jesus Christ said that the kingdom is like yeast or leaven in bread. You see? A kingdom is like yeast that you put into bread. Oh, thank God for the kingdom. It operates in such a manner that you think that it's not really festering. Ha! Thank God for the kingdom. Are you not excited about the kingdom? You know, it operates so secretly that if you try to push it up, you don't know about the kingdom. You don't know about the kingdom. It operates secretly. Now, in our text, the Bible is very wonderful. It's one of my best pieces of gospel. You know, Luke chapter 17 and then verse 20 to 21. The Bible says that when it was demanded of him when the kingdom of God should come, so the Pharisees also came to make a demand on Jesus. And their problem was not the kingdom. They didn't have a problem with the kingdom. They had a problem with when the kingdom will come. Their problem was with the coming of the kingdom. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come. So you can see where their problem was. And the reason why Jesus responded to them the way he did. Because they did not have a problem with the kingdom. They had a problem with when it will come. This kingdom that you have been talking about all this time, when shall it come? And Jesus answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. In other words, the kingdom does not come openly. Can we all say openly? It comes secretly. It comes with strategy. And Jesus said that if you look within, you will see that the kingdom is coming. If you look within, you will see that the kingdom is coming. The coming of the rule of God, or the realm of God, is put within you. It comes like yeast, secretly, but it comes. So Jesus says that they will not, don't let anybody tell you that, lo, it is here, lo, it is there, because the thing is not open. The kingdom is coming, but like yeast, it is coming secretly. So secretly that it is when you look within you, when you listen to your heart, that you will know that the kingdom or the rule of God, what God has ordered, is coming. Hallelujah. Very briefly, let's look at how the kingdom comes. I realize as I interact with people sometimes that they don't really understand the kingdom. But let's look at some three ways that the kingdom comes. Jesus Christ taught it. Number one, it comes with power. Mark chapter 9 and then verse 1. Mark chapter 9 verse 1. The kingdom of God comes with power. It comes with power. And he said unto them, verily, means that what I'm saying is true, I say unto you that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death. And he was talking about physical death. Till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. So how does that kingdom come? With power. It does not come with observation. It comes with power. In other words, some people, according to Jesus, in his time, were not going to taste of physical death until they have seen the kingdom of God come. And when the kingdom of God come, then they will die. That is the meaning of what Jesus said. That they will not taste of death, so it means that they will die. They will die physically, but they will not die physically until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. The kingdom of God does not come with observation, but it comes with power. That is why in your life, if you want to see the realm of God and what God has commanded in your life, you have to take it and impose it with power. It does not come by you being a spectator. It comes by power. God rules his enemy by the greatness of his power. Number two, the kingdom of God comes with prayer. Matthew 6:10. Jesus said that we should pray, your kingdom come. So when it was demanded of him when the kingdom of God should come, Jesus Christ is teaching us tonight that his kingdom comes with prayer. That means that in your life, you must take what God has said about you and then you must pray it out. It doesn't just come by confession. It comes by prayer. Says that pray, your kingdom come. It means that it is through prayer that the kingdom of God will come in your life. What has God said about us? We need to take it with power and impose it. Pray and pray and pray and counsel and impose the rule of David, who is a type of the kingdom of God. Impose it upon Saul. Impose it upon the religious order of Saul. Impose the kingdom order. If you read the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 11 and 12, the Bible says that certain people came, armies, they came with a perfect heart just to install David, the kingdom order over the religious order that Paul, that Saul, King Saul, had established in Israel. It comes with prayer. Finally, number three, the kingdom of God comes with teachings. It comes with teachings. And one such teachings is what I'm teaching you, the principle of secrecy. I've spoken about many principles, non-entanglement, hardness, okay, discipline, what, uniformity, what else? What else are we spoken about? You're not looking to your nose and say something. Yeah, readiness for action, that is what brings a kingdom. Readiness for action and what else? Ranking. A principle of ranking. Respecting authority. Ranking. And the principle of unquestioned obedience. Principle of obedience. All right. So, thirdly, the kingdom of God comes with teaching. And I don't have time to go into this, but if you read the book of Luke chapter 13, Jesus said that the kingdom of God was like living. You see, in Jesus' language and understanding, living was not just, living was doctrine. He told them in Matthew chapter 16, verse 6 and verse 12, that beware of the living of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, Why should they be worried? Because the living of the Pharisees and Sadducees was a block to the kingdom. Those religious people were going to block the kingdom. And in verse 12, Matthew 16, Jesus said, or the disciples understood that he wasn't talking about the living of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So when he says that the kingdom of God is like living, he is talking about the kingdom of God. It's a teaching. It's a set of principles of the doctrine of Christ, the Bible tells us. That is why we are looking at the principle of secrecy.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.